about to listen to a message by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, titled Renewing Your Mind. And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutimeta, Lagos.
May he answer us now in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we look at the word of liberty again tonight, the God of heaven that can do all things, we pray that the word of God will address our issue in the name of Jesus. We pray that this word will not fall into a rocky ground in the name of Jesus. Father eternal, we ask both the people who are in the house and people who are watching us afar off, whatsoever is their need, their prayer request, whatsoever is their heart desire, please answer them now in the name of Jesus. From the pulpit to the pew, please we ask of you, Lord, let the Spirit of God direct our path, and let the name of the Lord be glorified. Let us have testimony to the glory and the praise of the name of the Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let someone say amen. Please, let someone say amen. Please, I'd like you to talk to your neighbor and said, you will never come to the house of God in vain. And please take your seat. God bless you. We want to look at renewing our mind. Renewing our minds. Very, very important that we look at this topic today. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where the text is taken. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of His word. Now, woman brain is the most complex thing that or arrangement that anybody can ever have in the universe. We have an incredible machine inside our head called the brain. You may have IQ, low Q, middle IQ. It doesn't matter what it is. It is incredible. Do you know that inside this skull that we carry in our head, we have more information stored in it than any library you can see in the world? Very, very incredible. 1.6 kilogram or something like that inside this, but there are lots of information that even the computer cannot hold.
Ti computer kan ko le kopamo lo wa ni opolo ti Olorun ti fi fun wa.
We were told by the experts.
A ti so fun lati awon to mo we.
That on daily basis.
Ni ojojumo.
We have more than 10,000 thoughts that is coming to us.
Ani egberun lona mewa erungba to ma wa si okan wa ni ojojumo.
An unbelievable.
O si se kan ti eyan le ma ti pe gbagbo.
Over 10,000 times to change your thoughts. And align it according to the word of God.
Ani egberun lona mewa lati ru erungba wa lati je ko lo pelu oro Olorun lojojumo.
No wonder the Bible said to us.
Abanjo ti oro Olorun fi so fun wa wipe.
In the book of Proverbs 23:7a.
Iwe owe ori ketalelogun ese keje.
Proverbs 23:7a.
Ori ketalelogun ese keje
ibala koko. As he thinketh in his heart.
Bi o se ro ninu okan re.
So is he.
Beeni o se ri.
Your mind, my mind, is the soil where the word of God develops and where the word of God is nourished.
Okan re ati okan temi ni oro Olorun ti ma ndagba ti ati ma ntoju re.
Certain thoughts are acceptable before God. Certain thoughts are not acceptable before him.
Awon erungba kan wa to je te o gba lowo Olorun, akan wa ti o se te ko gba ni owo Olorun.
That is why the Bible said to us.
Iliri ti Bible so fun wa wi pe.
In Romans 12, that verse 12, that Romans 12. 2a we read.
Rome ori keji la ese keji abala akoko
re. The Bible said, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Ki e ma ise darapo mo aye yi sibon ke parada lati di titun ninu iro inu yin.
Philippians 2:5 said.
Philippi ori keji ese ikarun.
Philippians 2:5
said. Philippi ori keji ese ikarun.
Let this mind be in you.
Je ki okan yi ki o wa ninu yin.
Which was also in Christ.
Ti o wa ninu Kristi Jesu.
Renewing our minds.
Ti so okan wa di otun.
It's very important.
O se pataki.
As we come to church,
as
we listen to the word of
God,
as we pray,
as we pay our
tithe,
as we pay
offering,
as we
do prison visits,
as
we preach to other people, and as we help other people,
there is
a need to go to do all these things with the renewing of our mind.
I need to share one point. You want you like to make talk on what she look do
tomorrow. Because without renewing our mind,
like she be a talk on what she.
We may not get the best out of our Christian life.
And the man relate to that you.
And we may not get the best that God can give.
And the man relate to that you. Tell on live if you want.
That's why it's important to me. We are the Bible is studying all the time. So that the more you study, the more your heart is renewed.
Ele lo fi se pataki.
You renew your mind.
Ki awa ni bi ta tin keko oro Olorun ni ojojumo ti a ba tin keko oro Olorun okan wa ma ma di otun ni ojojumo ni.
How then can I obtain the mind of Christ?
Bawo mo se le ri okan Kristi gba?
Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you.
Bibeli so pe je ki okan yi ko wa ninu yin.
Philippians 2:5.
Philippi ori keje se karun.
Number 1.
Ikini.
You need to know Christ.
O ni lati mo Kristi.
You need to know Christ.
O ni lati mo Kristi.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wi pe.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16.
Corinthians kini orikeji ese keni dini ogun.
1 Corinthians 2.
Corinthians kini orikeji ese keni dini ogun.
Who can know the mind of God?
Dani o le mo okan Olorun.
Who can know the thinking of the Lord?
Dani o le mo erungba Olorun.
Who can give him counsel?
Dani o le fun ni imoran.
But the Bible says we understand these things.
Really, so we are moving in common.
But we have the mind of Christ.
To look at any of them, Christy.
People who are not Christian cannot understand the mind of Christ.
I want you to appreciate Christianity. What could be more concrete?
They cannot understand the truth of the Word of God.
What could be more detailed or long?
It sounds foolish to them.
Oh, that you pay, see one.
Because they don't have spiritual understanding.
Only
those who have spiritual understanding will be able to understand.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
For the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ènìyàn nípa ti ara kò gba ohun tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run wọn ni
wí. For their foolishness unto him.
Nítorí pé wèrè ni wọ́n já sí
fún wọn. Neither can they know them.
Òun kò sì lè mọ̀ wọ́n.
Because they are spiritually discerned.
Nítorí nípa ti ẹ̀mí ni a fi ń wádìí wọn.
It's very hard to know God's will in our life when we do not know more about Christ.
Ó kò ṣeé ṣe láti mọ èròǹgbà Ọlọ́run nígbà tí a kò bá ní emi olorun
okan na say when you pray
ibe ni so pe nigba ti o ba gbadura
pray according to the will of God and that is when we hear us
gbadura gege bi ife olorun nigba na ni o gbo wa
you can only know more about God when you walk closely with him
o le mo nipa olorun si nigba ti o ba sumo tipe tipe
if you walk with God we walk in his word
nigba ti o ba rin ninu olorun o rin ninu oro
if you walk in his word we develop in God
nigba ti o ba rin ninu oro re o n dagba ninu oro
re develop in God we know the mind of God
nigba ti o ba n dagba ninu olorun
If you know the mind of God, you will answer to your prayer.
Nígbà tí ó bá mọ ọkàn Ọlọ́run, ó ní dáhùn sí
ìgbàdúrà rẹ. Then Christianity will be enjoyable.
Nígbà tí ó bá ní dáhùn sí ìgbàdúrà rẹ, ìgbésí ayé Kristẹni yóò dùn.
The Bible says something to us.
Bíbélì sọ nǹkan fún wa.
In the book of James.
Ìwé Jákọ́bù.
James, he told us James chapter 4 verse 7 to 10.
Jákọ́bù orí kẹni ẹsẹ̀ kéje sí kẹwàá.
I will paraphrase it. James chapter 4 verse 7 to 10.
Jákọ́bù orí kẹni ẹsẹ̀ kéje sí kẹwàá.
He says, submit to God.
Fi ara rẹ jì fún Ọlọ́run.
Come near to him.
Súnmọ́.
And he will come near to you.
Yóò sì súnmọ́ ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ bákan náà.
Wash your hands.
Wọ ọwọ́ rẹ mọ́.
You sinner. Purify your heart.
Wẹ ọkàn rẹ mọ́.
Humble yourself before the Lord.
Tẹ ara rẹ bá níwájú Ọlọ́run.
And he will lift you up.
Òun yóò sì gbé ọ ga.
That's the summary of that particular passage.
Ilé jẹ́ nǹkan tí ọ̀rọ̀ yìí wí níbí yìí.
You want to know the mind of Christ.
O fẹ́ mọ ọkàn Kristi.
You need to know Christ.
O ní láti mọ Kristi.
How do you know Christ?
Báwo ló ṣe mọ Kristi?
By submitting to him.
Láti fi ara rẹ
jù fún. You submit your life and your will.
O fi ọkàn rẹ àti
ọkàn rẹ fún. Submit your emotion and your will.
Nǹkan tó lọ lọ́kàn rẹ o fi fún.
Submit the desires of your heart.
Nǹkan tí ọkàn rẹ ń pògbẹ fún o fi fún.
Because we are not animals.
Nítorí pé a kì í ṣe ẹranko.
We are human beings.
A jẹ́ ènìyàn.
Fashioned and made in the likeness of our father God.
Ti a dá ní àwòrán bàbá wa Ọlọ́run.
You represent him and you are exactly like him in choice.
O ní èròǹgbà láti yan gẹ́gẹ́ bí tirẹ̀.
So you need to submit to his will.
O ní láti tẹríba fún ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
Now in 1 Corinthians.
Korinti kìíní.
Chapter 6 verse 17.
Orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀
kẹ. 1 Corinthians 6:17.
Orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ kẹta dín ní ogún.
Says this.
O wí pé.
That when you are joined to the Lord, you became one spirit with him.
Ẹni tó dàpọ̀ mọ́ Ọlọ́run ti di ẹ̀mí kan pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
He came into union with you so that he can talk heart to heart with you.
Ó wá pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ láti bá ọ sọ ọkàn ara rẹ̀.
God wants this. He wants you to be in harmony with him.
Ó fẹ́ kí o jẹ́ ẹnìkan pẹ̀lú òun.
So that his thoughts can become your action.
Kí èròǹgbà rẹ̀ kí ó lè jẹ́ nǹkan tí wọ́n yóò máa gbé ṣe.
And it has to be a deliberate thing.
Ó sì ní láti yọ nǹkan tó mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ ṣe.
God wants to talk to you closely.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ bá ọ sọ̀rọ̀ ní ẹnìkan sí
ẹnìkan. He wants to relate with you. He wants to have communication with you.
Ó fẹ́ bá ọ dàpọ̀ kí ẹjọ́ sọ̀rọ̀ papọ̀ bákan náà.
So that he can pour his power over you to overcome.
Kí ó lè tú agbára rẹ̀ sí orí rẹ̀ láti ṣe àṣeyọrí.
This world we live.
Ilé ayé tí a ń gbé yìí.
It's a terrible place.
Ó jẹ́ ayé tó gbojú gan.
It takes somebody who can have a link with God to overcome.
Ó jẹ́ ẹnìkan tí ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run láti lè borí ogun ayé yìí.
That's why people go to juju people.
Ìdí ni táwọn ènìyàn máa lọ́sọ̀dọ̀ àwọn oníjùjú.
You don't have to blame them.
O ní láti bá wọn wí.
Now why am I saying that?
Kí ni mo ṣe ń sọ eléyìí?
You cannot stay alone.
O kò lè wà ní
ìwọ nìkan. If you are not staying on the side of God.
Kò bá sí ní apá ti Ọlọ́run.
You will be on the side of the devil.
O wà ní apá ti Èṣù.
There is no neutral ground.
Kò sẹ́ni tó wà ní agbede méjì.
Even when you said I'm neutral.
Nígbà tí o bá sọ pé mo wà lágbede méjì.
You already align with the other side.
O ti darapọ̀ mọ́ apá kan.
It's very important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
He wants you to be in tune with his spirit.
O fẹ́ kí o dàpọ̀ mọ́ ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ nǹkan tí ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ ń bẹ̀
sọ. He wants you to be able to feel him.
O fẹ́ kí o mọ rírì o.
He wants you to be able to understand him.
O fẹ́ kí o mọ òye òun
gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run. He wants you to exhibit the compassion he will exhibit.
O fẹ́ kí o fi ìwà tí òun yóò wù láti
fi. He wants you to be able to react as he will react if he's physically
present. O fẹ́ kí o ṣe bí òun yóò ṣe ṣe tó bá yẹ kó òun wà ní ayé yìí.
He wants you to feel the pains of people are going through pain.
O fẹ́ kí o darapọ̀ mọ́ wàhálà táwọn ènìyàn là kọjá láti mọ rírì
ìwọ tí wọ́n là kọjá. He wants you to be in one consent with him.
O fẹ́ kí o darapọ̀ mọ́ lé ẹyọ ẹnìkan pẹ̀lú òun Ọlọ́run.
He wants you to be committed to him.
O fẹ́ kí o fara rẹ jì fún òun.
So make a fresh commitment.
Ní ìyàn
ọ̀tún. To be to work with your God.
Láti darapọ̀ mọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Keep your attention to his spirit.
Fi ọkàn rẹ fún ẹ̀mí rẹ̀.
I mean let him. If you said you are born again.
Tó bá sọ pé o ti di àtúnbí.
If you said I speak in tongues.
Sọ pé mo ń fèdè titun fọ.
Determine to yield to his voice.
Pinnu láti tẹ́tí sí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
Determine to yield to his leadership.
Pinnu láti tẹ̀lé ìdarí rẹ̀.
Give him maximum attention.
Fi gbogbo ọkàn rẹ̀ jì fún.
Let him know that for once you are for him, not for other things.
Jẹ́ kí ó mọ̀ wípé gbogbo ayé rẹ̀ ti jẹ́ tirẹ̀ o.
Determine to follow his leadership.
Pinnu láti tẹ̀lé ìdarí rẹ̀.
Those things are listed up for us in the outline.
Gbogbo nǹkan yín la ti kọ sílẹ̀.
I may not say it exactly the way it is said, but I've covered all those things that he said there, that was said there.
Bàbá Ilé máa sọ bí wọ́n ṣe kọ́ síbẹ̀ bọ̀ wọ́n ti ó wà nínú ìwé tó wà lọ́wọ́.
Two cannot work together except the.
Àwọn méjì wọn ò lè rìn papọ̀ àfi tó bá jẹ ọkan.
And until your heart touch his own heart before you will know how to really work with
him. Àyàgbà tí ọkàn rẹ bá darapọ̀ mọ́ tirẹ̀ ni ẹ ó ti lè rìn papọ̀.
And that is when the spirit can communicate with your own spirit.
Ìgbà yìí ni ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run tí ó wà nínú rẹ̀ yóò bá ẹ̀mí tirẹ̀ náà sọ̀rọ̀.
We are talking about renewing of our heart.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa títú ọkàn wa sọ di ọ̀tun.
And number one, how to obtain the mind of Christ.
Ìkíní láti ní ẹ̀mí
ọkàn. Let me say this, renewing of our mind.
Láti ìsọkàn wa di ọ̀tun.
You need to possess the mind of Christ.
O ní láti ní ọkàn ti Ọlọ́run.
And how do we possess the mind of Christ?
Báwo la ṣe ń ní ọkàn ti Kristi?
You need to know Christ.
O ní láti mọ Kristi.
There are three levels of knowing Christ.
Ìpele mẹ́ta láti mọ Kristi ni ó wà.
Three levels of salvation.
Ìpele mẹ́ta ti ìgbàlà.
Three levels of working with God.
Ìpele mẹ́ta bíbá Ọlọ́run ni.
There is the instantaneous salvation.
Ìgbàlà lójú ẹsẹ̀.
The day you got born again.
Ìjọ tí o fayé rẹ jì fún Kristi.
That was an instantaneous salvation.
Èlé jẹ́ ìgbàlà lójú ẹsẹ̀.
The day you started working with him.
Ìgbà tí o bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bá a rìn.
But the second aspect of it.
Abala kejì.
Is what we call progressive salvation.
Eléyìí ni ìgbàlà tó ń tẹ̀síwájú.
And this is the act of working with him.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ìgbàlà láti máa bá Ọlọ́run rìn.
And this particular second aspect.
Ìpele kejì yìí.
Is very important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
You learn to read the Bible.
Wà á kọ́ láti máa kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You learn to endure temptation and hardship.
Láti máa farada ìrora àti wàhálà.
You learn to bear. I mean, to just make a deliberate choice to follow after the
master. Wọ́n máa pinnu ní mímọ̀ ti ara rẹ̀ láti tẹ̀lé Kristi fúnra rẹ̀.
And it's something you have to do.
Ohun tó o sì ní láti ṣe níwọ̀ nìkan ni.
Continuous salvation.
Ní ojoojúmọ́.
Progressive salvation.
Ìgbàlà tó ń tẹ̀síwájú.
That's number two.
Ìkejì ni eléyìí ìpele
kejì. The third aspect on working with God is when eventually you see him in glory.
Ìpele kẹta ni pé nígbà tí o bá lajú rẹ̀ tí o sì rí nínú ògo rẹ̀.
You will be like him.
O dàbí rẹ̀.
You will be able to ask your questions.
Wà á ní láti wà á lè béèrè ìbéèrè tó fẹ́ béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀. Lénìí.
I have a diary.
Bàbá ní diary kan.
If there are questions I'm asked or I asked, nobody can give an answer.
Tó a pé ìbéèrè kan wá tẹ ẹnìkan béèrè tàbí àwọn béèrè tí ẹnikẹ́ni kò lè dáhùn.
I put it in that diary.
Wọ́n á kọ sínú diary yìí.
Because one day.
Go ní ọjọ́ kan.
When I close my eyes in death.
Nígbà tí n bá pa ojú dé ní ikú.
I will open it to glory.
Màá la ojú sí ògo.
And I'm sure.
Ó sì dà mí lójú.
Because it's in my mind.
Nítorí pé ó wà nínú ọkàn mi.
I will be able to ask the master.
Màá lè béèrè lọ́wọ́ olùkọ́.
Those questions that I don't have answers to.
Àwọn ìbéèrè tí kò ní ìdáhùn sí.
And it doesn't matter how many spirits of God you have.
Kò sí ní fi ṣe orí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run kò sí pọ̀ tó
nínú ọkàn. How closely you work with God on
the earth. Kò sí bá Ọlọ́run rìn ní ayé yìí tó.
There will still be unanswered questions.
Àwọn ìbéèrè kan yóò wà tí ò ní lè dáhùn.
You know why?
Kí ni ìdí?
In this body.
Nínú àgọ́ ara yìí.
Of flesh.
Ya agbára yìí.
You are limited.
Well,
I am limited.
I need one.
Bishop is limited.
Àwọn bíṣọ́bù wọ́n
nídò. Evangelist is limited.
Evangelist wọ́n nídò.
Pastor or senior pastor they are limited.
Olùṣàgùtàn wọ́n nídò wọn.
They have limited knowledge, limited answers to questions.
Wọ́n nídò wọn. Ibi tí ó yé wọn àti ìdáhùn ìbéèrè wọn.
The only one that is all complete.
Ẹni tí ó mọ ohun gbogbo.
And that knows all.
Tó sì mọ ohun gbogbo.
Is our Lord Jesus.
Òun náà ni Jésù Olúwa wa.
So we need to possess his mind.
A ní láti gba ọkàn rẹ̀.
And when we talk about possessing his mind, you need to submit all.
Nígbà tá a bá sọ pé a gba ọkàn rẹ̀, a ní láti jọ̀bọ́ gbogbo rẹ̀ fún un.
And this submission to God, this knowing Christ.
Mímọ Kristi yìí.
Has something to do with commitment.
Ó ní fi ṣe pẹ̀lú ìfaraẹnijì.
has something to do with loyalty. Submission. Has something to do with perseverance. Has something to do with integrity and faithfulness. Has something to do with deliberate decision to live for Him. It's not something you just say, oh God, command it. Come and stay. It has to be something you do. Number two. How do we obtain the mind of Christ? We need to surrender to His control. Now the expert said to us that there are two mental laws that contribute heavily to our mental state of being. Whether you are sad or happy, they said there are two laws. That's why when you come to Bible study, don't just come there with the outline, come with your pen to be able to jot those outside things there.
He didn't need to batty wasi leko kobibeli be only latimu by re as you were lati con conceal those in your wallet. I want to pack on the party.
They said there are two laws.
One of you made you are
the first law is the law of concentration.
Only of producing
the second law is the law of substitution.
Only of passipar.
I will corroborate it with the scripture now.
When you feel all on business,
the law of concentration
if Kenya go for juicing
is in Proverbs chapter 23:17. For as he thinketh in his mind,
ni bo ninu okan re,
so is he.
Ben, you see,
the law of concentration states,
whatsoever
you dwell on, they grow into your life experiences. Whatsoever you continually think about, they become part and parcel of yours. You become what you think. The more you dwell on that, the more you have it in your life. If you think you are a failure, it's just a question of time. You will soon fail.
But
if you dwell on disappointment, I will not be disappointed.
I will never,
I will not be disappointed. And if you think that you will make it in life,
failure
may be around you now.
It's
a question of time.
The
seed has been sown.
At the full ripeness in your
heart, it will come to pass. So, law of concentration. We are talking about surrendering control to Him. The second law is the law of substitution. The law of substitutions. You get that from the book of Isaiah chapter 43:1-3. You will get it if you read from verse 1. Now the law simply states that our conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time. It makes no difference whether it is negative or positive. So you can choose to substitute.
pàṣípàrọ̀ rẹ̀.
The negative thoughts.
Láti pààrọ̀ àwọn ọkàn tí àwọn èròǹgbà tí ó dáa.
With positive.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn èròǹgbà tó dáa.
It's in your capacity.
Ó wà ní ipá rẹ̀ láti ṣe
bẹ́ẹ̀. It's in your ability.
Ó wà ní agbára rẹ̀ láti ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
He said, behold.
Ó sọ pé kíyèsí.
I have given you power.
Mo ti fún ọ ní agbára.
Luke 10:18. Behold.
Orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀
ìkọlù. It's in your capacity.
Ó wà ní agbára rẹ̀.
You can change your mental thought.
O lè yí èròǹgbà tó ń rò padà.
And you can change it to positive.
O sì lè yí padà sí èlé tó jẹ́ ọ̀nà tó lọ.
We are what we are because of what we have allowed ourselves to concentrate on.
A jẹ́ ohun tí a jẹ́ nítorí pé èrò tó ń lọ nínú ọkàn wa.
Try and think troubles.
Ronú nípa kan tí ó ti wàhálà.
You will be sad.
A ó fi fọníwe gbélé rẹ.
Try and think about what God has put in place that is ongoing for you. You will be happy.
Ronú nípa kan tí Ọlọ́run ti fi sínú ìṣe fún ọ, inú rẹ yóò sì dùn.
Romans 8:6. Let me paraphrase it. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. That's what the simplest
said.
So God cannot bless us until he has us.
Ọlọ́run kò lè bùkún fún àtà àyàfi gbogbo tó bá ní wá.
When we try to keep to our own area.
Nígbà tá a bá sọ pé tèmi lélẹ̀ ilé mi
fi fún Ọlọ́run. We are keeping to the area of vulnerability, area of danger.
A ń fi ara pamọ́ torí pé ìjàmbá wà níbẹ̀.
But when we hide ourselves in his love to control us.
Wọ́n nígbà tí a bá fi ọkàn wa sí ìfẹ́ rẹ̀ láti darí ọkàn wa.
We allow him to take over.
A ó jẹ́ kí ó gba ìṣàkóso.
So if you want the outcome of your life to change.
Tí o bá fẹ́ kí ìgbésí ayé rẹ kí ó yí padà.
Change your way. Change your thought.
Yí ọkàn rẹ padà.
If you discover you are not the person that you want to be.
Tó bá rí pé o jẹ́ nǹkan tó fẹ́ kó jẹ́ ní ọkàn rẹ.
Many people may want to use escapist method.
Àwọn kan lè máa fẹ́ sọ pé kí wọ́n yẹ nǹkan tó tọ́ sílẹ̀.
Blame it on their circumstances.
Wọ́n á gbé nǹkan tó yí wọn ká ni nǹkan tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ láyìíká wọn
ti ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀. And they refuse to change anything.
Wọ́n sì lè pinnu láti máa yí kankan padà.
And the life will be like that.
Ìgbésí ayé wọn á sì máa lọ bẹ́ẹ̀
bákan náà. But when you try to substitute.
Wọ́n gbà tó bá pinnu láti
pààrọ̀.
Àwọn èròǹgbà tí ó dáa.
With positive words.
Ìdílé tó dáa.
And you know that by the help of Christ.
Ó sì mọ̀ pẹ̀lú nípa ìrànlọ́wọ́ Kristi.
The grace will keep me there.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ yóò mú ọ wà ní ibẹ̀.
You will see transformation.
Ó rí pé ìgbésí ayé rẹ yí padà.
If you concentrate on what is right.
Tó bá fi èròǹgbà yẹn sí nǹkan tó dáa.
Especially in your life.
Bá pàjù lọ nínú ayé rẹ.
Instead of what is wrong.
Ìyàtọ̀ sí nǹkan tí kò dáa.
Then you will have what is good.
Ó wà ní nǹkan tó dáa.
Concentrate on what is good instead of what is bad.
Fi ọkàn rẹ sí nǹkan tó dáa yàtọ̀ sí nǹkan tó dáa.
Concentrate on what is sweet rather than what is bitter.
Fi ọkàn rẹ sí nǹkan tó dùn ju nǹkan tó kúrò lọ.
You must find a reason to look at the positive aspect of life.
O ní láti fi èròǹgbà rẹ sí nǹkan tó dára nínú ayé yìí.
So that things can change.
Kí ohun kó lè yí padà fún
ọ. Look at what is spent on for you there.
Gbo nǹkan tí a kọ sínú ìwé ọwọ́ rẹ.
I've covered that also.
Wọ́n ti wọlé ìbákan náà.
Because that outline is with you. You can read it all over and over.
O wá pẹ̀lú rẹ, o lè ká nígbàkúgbà tó bá wù ọ.
You need to allow him to control.
O ní láti fún un ní àyè láti darí rẹ.
I put the question to you.
Wọ́n fi ìbéèrè yìí fún ọ.
Is God in control of your life?
Ìṣí Ọlọ́run wà ní ìṣàkóso ayé rẹ bí.
Does he control your thoughts?
Ó ń darí èròǹgbà ọkàn rẹ bí.
Did he control your footsteps?
Ṣé ó ń darí ìgbésẹ̀ rẹ bí?
Where you met with the unfortunate experience or experiences?
Ibi tó.
Is he the one who sent you to the place?
Ibi tó ti rí ìjákulẹ̀ pàdé ṣé ó ló ràn án bẹ́ẹ̀ pé kó máa lọ sí
rẹ̀. The venture that failed last, do you ask him whether he wants you to go that route?
Iṣẹ́ tó kùnà so ti òun ló darí rẹ pé máa gbàdẹ̀ kọjá bí.
That particular thing, relationship you are into. Are you sure it's not your feeling? Are you sure that is the way God wants you to go?
Ipò tí o wà, ṣé ìpinnu tí Ọlọ́run fún ọ ni tàbí èròǹgbà ti ọkàn rẹ fúnra rẹ?
The thoughts you have towards your life.
Èròǹgbà tó ní fún ayé rẹ.
Your family.
Ìdílé rẹ.
That God hates you.
Bí Ọlọ́run kórìíra rẹ.
People didn't love you.
Àwọn èèyàn ò fẹ́ràn mi.
I don't think it's the plan of God for me.
Kì í ṣe ìpinnu Ọlọ́run fún mi.
Have you find out?
Ǹjẹ́ o ti kíyèsí o ti wádìí rẹ̀.
Now that is from God or from you.
Wí pé eléyìí wá láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run tàbí láti inú.
We need to allow him to control our life.
A láti gba aláyè láti darí ọkàn ayé wa.
Help him to tell your neighbor, allow him to control your life.
Sọ fún ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀rẹ̀ pé gba aláyè láti darí ayé rẹ̀.
Number three. We need to wage war with evil.
I love you, Kojuja, Siamo Ibi.
We need to wage war with evil.
I love you, Kojuja, Siamo Ibi.
How did Jesus face Satan in the wilderness?
Báwo ni Jesus ṣe kọjújà sí Sátani ní agijù?
What was his weapon to keep him from being dragged away?
Kí ni àwọn ìjà tó lò láti má jẹ́ kí a yẹ lẹ́sẹ̀ kúrò?
How did he withstand letting his mind be dragged away from things pleasing to God?
Báwo ni kò ṣe jẹ́ kí a gbà á láyè láti mú ọkàn rẹ̀ kúrò nìkan tó ń wo Ọlọ́run?
Jesus used the scriptures.
Jesus lo ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Jesus quoted the Bible.
Jesus sọ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
He quoted from what he has memorized and meditated on.
Ó sọ láti ara àwọn kan tí ó ti kó sínú ọkàn rẹ̀ tó ti ronú lé lórí.
If you want to keep your mind pure.
Tó bá fẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ̀ kí ó wà ní mímọ̀ àti ní pípé.
You will need to memorize the Bible.
O ní láti kọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sínú ọkàn àti orí rẹ̀.
You will need to put the word of God in your mind.
O ní láti kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
So I'm in Joshua chapter 1.
Joshua Rikini.
Verse 8.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
Joshua 1:8.
Joshua Rikini ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
This book of the law.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yìí.
Shall not.
Kò ní.
Let them put it on for us. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kò gbọdọ̀ kúrò ní ẹnu rẹ.
Thou shalt meditate.
Ìwọ yóò máa ronú sí i.
Hearing day and night.
Ní ọ̀sán àti ní òru.
How do you meditate?
Báwo ló ṣe máa ń ronú sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run?
By your heart.
Nípa ọkàn rẹ.
How do you meditate?
Báwo ló ṣe ń ronú?
By putting into heart.
Nípa fífi sí ọkàn rẹ.
And that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Ìwọ kí o lè máa kíyèsí láti máa ṣe ogun tí a kọ sínú rẹ.
And he said, you will make your way prosperous.
Ó sì sọ pé yóò dára fún ọ.
You will have victory.
Ó ní ìṣẹ́gun.
So you need to memorize the word.
O ní láti máa kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sínú ọkàn rẹ.
You need to put it in your heart.
O ní láti kó sínú ọkàn rẹ.
In Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 4.
Matthew oríkẹ̀ni ẹsẹ̀ kẹrin.
Matthew 4 1 to 4.
Mẹ́tì oríkẹ̀ni ẹsẹ̀ kìíní
sí kẹrin. Every time the devil Satan comes to Jesus.
Ìgbàkigbà tí Jésù bá wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Jésù.
And Jesus he said, it is written.
Jésù á sì wí pé àti kọ́.
Brother.
Arákùnrin.
I know you are looking for work.
Mo mọ̀ pé o ń wá iṣẹ́.
How many it is written, you know.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ mélòó ló ti mọ̀ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kí a ti kọ́.
I know you are looking for money, you are looking for husband, you are looking for wife, you are looking for promotion.
How many
it is written, do you know.
Mélòó ni o mọ̀ nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí a ti kọ́.
I know hands have been laid upon you for healing.
Ọwọ́ a ti gbé ọwọ́ lé ọ fún ìwòsàn.
But how many it is written, you in particular know.
Ṣùgbọ́n mélòó ló mọ̀ nínú pé àfikọ́ tí ó wà nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
There is a law of life that work for everyone.
Òfin ayé kan wà tó máa ń ṣiṣẹ́ fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
And it's very important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
That to be able to wage war against the evil of the world, you need the Bible.
Kí a lè kọjú ìjà sí ogun ayé yìí, a nílò ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
In the Romans chapter 7 verse 23.
Rome oríkejì ẹsẹ̀
ìkẹta. Romans 7:23-25.
Rome oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta lórí ogún sí kanùdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
I will paraphrase it.
Wọ́n sọ wọ́n kó
jọ fún wa. There is another law that is at work in me.
Òfin mi tún wà tó ṣiṣẹ́ nínú mi.
That is working against my mind.
Tó ń ṣe lòdì sí èròǹgbà mi.
The law that wins the fight that make me a slave to sin.
Òfin tó ń sọ mí di ẹrú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And this is within me. Oh, what miserable person I am.
Èrú ènìyàn, báwo ni mo jẹ́ báyìí?
Paul cry out.
Paulu kígbe lóhùn rárá síta.
Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin?
Ta ni ó gbà mí lọ́wọ́ ẹran ara ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí?
Almost immediately.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó tẹ̀lé.
Be to God.
Gbogbo ògo ni fún Ọlọ́run.
The answer is Jesus Christ.
Ìdáhùn náà ni Jésù Kristì.
Our Lord.
Jésù Olúwawa.
So you see how it is.
Orí bó ṣe lọ báyìí.
In my mind.
Nínú ọkàn mi.
I didn't want to obey God's law.
Ìfẹ́ gbọ́ràn sí àṣẹ Ọlọ́run.
But because of my sinful nature.
Wọ́n nítorí pé ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ẹ̀dá ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
I am a slave to sin.
Wọ́n ti mú mi ní ẹrú gẹ́gẹ́ bí
ẹ̀ṣẹ̀. You can overcome.
O lè borí ẹrú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
By putting the word in your mind.
Nípa fífi ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sí ọkàn rẹ̀.
The prophet of God. Whether you are in the house today,
or
you are listening to radio,
watching
through internet,
watching through television,
you need to put it is written in your mind.
In
Psalm 119, verse 9 to 11, the Bible says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word of God. You want to live holy? The word of God. You want to enjoy victory? The word of God. You want to have your prayer answered? The word of God. I mean, there is no way you carry the word and go through life without secure passage. Look at the Bible. In Genesis 1:3. Even God cannot do anything without the word. God said, let there be light. And there was light. When they go to Exodus 14, it's the word that made way for them in the wilderness. In the book of
Joshua,
when they need to cross the Jordan, the word of God make way for them. Jesus, in all his lifetime, he lifted up the word of God. And
he
conquered by the word of God. If you will ever win any battle,
you will
enjoy anything in
Christianity.
Memorize the word. I didn't say the whole Bible, but something that is your needs. Something that will make your life, that will upgrade your life. Something that will instruct your path. We need to wage war against evil. And you can do that by the word of God. What are the outcomes when your heart is renewed? We lifted three things. Satan is defeated. The Bible says, resist the devil. He will flee from you. It's in the outline.
James 4:7.
I mean, you don't need to. I told you a story of one of our pastors.
One
story
to our Shaguto wa Kofuyi.
He broke his 7 days fast.
Ojawe, ojo meje.
On the second day,
ni ojo keji, to jawe.
That he wanted to eat his main meal.
Ofe je unje re.
As his wife finished preparing the meal,
bi yawo se pari pe to pari unje to beje.
And took the first muscle.
Put
it in a soup, put it in a mouth. There was a noise in the house.
Convulsion.
And that was his last born. So the wife said, Pastor. The man smiled. I know what the devil is trying to do. He didn't want me to enjoy this meal. Darling, sit down.
We
will deal with this when I finish.
You are a pastor.
Jesus is alive forever. Let me finish.
Jesus was alive.
As the wife was talking to him, he was eating and smiling.
He washed his hand.
He took a cup of juice. Now we can deal with the issue. He went to where they were putting spoon, salt, and he lay hand and said,
Ade,
in the name of
Jesus,
come alive. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Come alive.
Padawasiye.
And he drew it.
Was it
bad? I said,
madam.
The devil didn't want me to enjoy my food. But I enjoyed it.
Mo si gbadun re.
It takes somebody who knows the word of God.
O je nikan to mo oro Olorun.
So the Bible says when you know the word of God.
Be so pe nigba to ba mo oro Olorun.
You don't trouble yourself.
O ni ju ara yen le
no. The end of the devil has been predetermined.
Opin esu ati so si na oro
Olorun. Before you start the fight.
Yo to bere ija na.
You know who is winning.
O ti mo eni ti o.
Why?
Nitori kini.
Because if God be for you.
Nitori pe ti Olorun ba wa nipa
ti re.
Romo ori kejo ese kokan le ni oko. O se nikan to le koju ja si o.
Ni
gbogbo ogun to le yi eniyan kaje o ti je asegun na.
Why?
Kini di?
The greater one dwells in you.
Ni kan to tobi ti o nbe nu
re. Johannes
mi
e ke.
Emi okan Christi wa ninu re.
Satan is defeated.
Ati ko ati bori Satani.
When some people are depressed.
Nigba ti awon kan ba ni ijakule ton teri ba.
You are refreshed.
E okan re wa loke
ni re dun.
Kini di?
Because you know.
Nitori pe o mo.
Yes, God has been predetermined.
Ati pinu kan ti o pari nkan to nla koja.
My enemy don't mock me.
Awon ota mi o ki fi mi si eye.
My enemy don't mock me.
Awon ota mi o le fi mi si eye.
If I fall.
Ti ba subu.
What did he say I would do?
Kilo so pe won se.
What did he say I would do?
Kilo so pe won se won dide pada.
So why do you make a man your object? You make a man your object.
O wa pe eyan kori ya
eh. Did he like me?
E ko feran mi ni.
Nothing matter.
For
the Bible says, if I sit in the shadow of darkness.
What did he say?
The same Bible said, a righteous man will fall many, how many times?
What
did he say? He said, be careful for nothing. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass. Nothing come to stay. Everything come to pass. And every one of these about to come to pass. And the devil has been permanently defeated, will come to pass.
Colossians
2:15. Colossians 2:15. Colossians 2:15. Give it to us. Having spoiled principality and power to make an opposition of them, triumphing over them in it. Where are the people? Are they still there? Colossians didn't reach 15. It didn't get to chapter 2, didn't get to 15. Well, the people has left. They have run away from their duty post. Anyway, the Bible said in Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities and powers, he make an open show of them, triumphing over them in the.
O si ti ja won ijoba agbara kuro ni ara re, o si ti doju ti won ni
ara. Satan is defeated.
Ati koju ja Jesu.
1 Peter 2:24.
Be jeru kini orike jese keni le ni ogun
pe. He who strive.
Eni pa ina re.
You are being healed.
Ati mu wa larada.
Not you will be healed.
Ise pe a o mu wa larada.
Documented in the past tense of the word of God.
Ati so siwaju ninu oro Olorun.
Is that John, I think 19:31 or so, where he said, it is finished.
O jo pe ati pari re, o ti tan.
It's finished.
O ti tan.
Satan is defeated.
As the conjugal says,
number two, guilt is removed.
As the more be or conquero,
no guilt for you.
1913. Psalm 1913.
Yes, you used to be a fornicator.
But you are no longer there.
You used to be a thief. You are bothered in the past. That's not where you are now. If any man is in Christ,
he's
a new creature. But pastor, yesterday, I got angry. And I know that it's not normal. I told a lie.
What's
John? 7-9. Can I have it here? So, guilt. Now, okay. Put for me, but look at it. But if we walk in the light, as is the light, we have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus. Now, if we say we have nothing, we deceive ourselves. And verse 9, let's see verse 9. If we confess our sin, that's where I'm going. He is faithful.
So
anything you confess,
It's
no longer in the dictionary of God.
We
can't find everything
here.
Where did you create that
from?
How did you invent it?
It's not
in my paper anymore. If God has forgiven you, forgive yourself. Help me to tell your neighbor, if God has forgiven you, forgive yourself. No guilt. Guilty condemnation. Look at the last thing there. God's will is discerned. God's will is discerned. Where we read from? You see, don't copy the custom and behaviors of the world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing your thinking. The Bible says you will know what He wants you to do. And you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really
is.
You will know what the will of God is.
There
is an interesting story. I read many years ago. The story never ceased to amaze me. Napoleon the Great, the General Napoleon, who conquered the whole world. Young and dynamic, ferocious fighter. One day, his
horse
suddenly become wild. And one of the privates who are on the line, on the queue, took his life in his hand. Took his own horse and went back to reach for this wild horse of the captain. And they brought it to the master. And so Napoleon turned to that private. He doesn't have any rank. And he didn't have any rank. He smiled and said, "Thank you, Captain." And you know what the captain did?
This
overjoyed private recruit. Immediately took his uniform. And took it to the quartermaster. And took the clothes of captain. Packed his bag and baggages at the quarters of the private and recruit. And moved to the senior officer's
men.
Because a person, the commander, because some senior general said, "Why
you do that?"
General Napoleon. Command or call me captain. He never doubted his commander. He believed
Napoleon.
He acted accordingly. Jesus Christ asked by the grace,
Jesus Christ,
by the single act of dying on the cross,
has
changed our status forever. By his death, resurrection, and ascension, and
it
transformed believers from being enemy of God to a chosen generation, children of his
beloved.
And now responsibility placed upon you and me to act in a way that is consistent with our new status. We are children of God. We must live as children of God.
We must
change our old desires. Our old attitude and actions. That were character of a former nature. And change to our new
life.
There's a promise. And I read that promise with close. Isaiah 26:3. I like that one. There's a promise from God for those who have their heart renewed. Look at it. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind? The one they put for us from the outside is. That means it's not everybody that will be in that category. Whose mind is there on this? Because he trusted me. That is God's promise for you this evening. Concerning the renewing of your mind. And the transformation of your life. Please, what are you struggling with? What areas in your life have you been struggling? I know you have been born again quite a while. But the reason why you haven't enjoyed the dividends and benefits of being born again, maybe it's what we are talking about today.
Because,
but God is willing. If you will ask for the grace. And if you are here tonight,
if you are
here to be born again, please I encourage you. You can make this night.
The
night for Christ to come into your life. When your mind is renewed, everything and all things is possible. Shall we rise up as we pray? I'd like you to ask the Lord, give me the grace, my Father, for a renewal of my heart. I know it's in my capacity and capability to get my heart renewed. Oh God of my Father, oh God my Maker, give me the grace to get my heart renewed. Power and ability to renew my heart. To change every evil thought.
Some
people doesn't stop thinking evil to themselves. Themselves, yourself. God is not thinking evil against you. The devil is not even thinking.
Oh,
you are generating it. Whatever evil thought I've generated against my destiny, cancel it by your blood today. I know my progress is possible. My anointing is possible. Everything in life for me. Help me, O God. That my heart will be renewed. And if you are here tonight, you have not been born again. Tell him also to renew your heart. He's willing and he's able. Beloved, I want you to pray louder. Give me the grace that my heart will be renewed. You have 1.5 minutes to pray. 1.5 minutes. Give me the grace. Give me that grace, oh God. I need the grace to get my heart renewed. I need the grace.
Thank you for listening. I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.